KZLB, this is Mason.
Hey, Mason, this is Derek with Messer. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing, dude?
I'm good, buddy.
You out on the road right now in between gigs?
Man, we are, man. We have a day off. We are in Kansas City, Missouri, enjoying our day off. Start back up again tomorrow night here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. What do you do to kill time when you're on the road, get a day off?
Well, like today, man, we actually came to a KOA campground, and we're going to cook some good food, chill out. One of the other bands, the opening band that's on the tour with us, Weapons of Anew, they are actually staying here as well. So we're probably going to break out the acoustic guitars and, you know, make some noise and eat some good food and just kind of hang out, relax.
Awesome. So some people hanging out might get a free show, huh?
Exactly, man. Exactly. Come on over, anyone in the area.
I see you're going to be in Waterloo as well before the show Saturday in Jefferson.
We are. We're coming through Waterloo. Excited to get back to Spicoli's. Played there once before and had a great turnout that night, so we're hoping for the same when we're all through there again.
And we're located Fort Dodge, not too far from there.
I know Fort Dodge well, man.
I've been told, yeah, you went to school here?
I did, man. Still have a lot of friends up that way, so I'm very excited to be on the radio there, and hello to everyone, and Fort Dodge always has a place in my heart.
I know you'll get quite a few old friends and fans coming to Jefferson to see you. A lot of people, very cool that we got Scott Stapp coming, but definitely an added bonus with you guys coming in too, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, man. And yeah, Scott is putting on a great show, so I encourage anybody that's, listening to make sure they don't miss this show because, he's at the top of his game right now, and his new music is sounding better than ever.
Oh, I agree. He's absolutely killing it. And very nice guy, too. I had a chance to talk with him last week or the week before, and just super cool. Looks like he's put a lot of demons to rest. Anybody that followed the news might know that he had his troubles, and seems like that's all really behind him, and the new music is spectacular. You guys, how long has Messer been a band? Now, you've been playing yourself for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I've been doing this forever, man, it seems like. But we as a band have been together about 9 years or so. And we took a big break and decided we wanted to make a full-length album. And so we took about 5 years off of touring and did just that. We focused on not only writing and creating this album, but recording it and making sure that our live sound would translate, from what it is, because we really take a lot of pride in our live sound. So we want people to be able to feel each moment of every song. And so we really give you this audio that's just, super high def, gives you that extra experience.
I've been digging what I've heard of it. And I do think it's very cool. Not a whole lot of bands are still producing vinyl. You guys decided to put this one out on vinyl?
We did, one of the beauties of us being an independent band, not only are we the only independent band that's even on the charts right now, but this is our third single off this album that has made it to the top 25. We're trying to push this new one all the way to the top 20. So with help from you guys, and all the radio stations across the country, we're hoping to do that. But yeah, man, it's great to get out there every night and bring this live show to all the people.
And you're going to be on tour. You got quite a few dates still lined up. When you're out there, are you still trying to write new stuff as you're touring, or is it just living in the moment?
We are. We've actually got some new ideas that we're working on. We were in LA probably about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and we were able to get with our producer and he's also our co-writer with us on this album. And we got to hang out with him, work up some new ideas. So we're definitely looking to get back into the studio as soon as we can, as soon as we get a break. This year, it's pretty much full for us with touring. We still have a good 40-something shows left with Scott Stapp, and then another big tour in October with another big band out of Sweden. So we got quite a few shows, but on our next break, we are definitely going to be back into the studio.
Now, you're talking touring with Scott Stapp. What are some of your favorite bands that you've toured with so far?
Well, we just finished up our second tour with Pop Evil, and those guys are just absolutely great, cool guys, and we always have a blast when we're out with them. We've toured with Nonpoint. Nonpoint's another favorite of ours. Royal Bliss. Those guys are amazing, too. We just did a tour with them and Joyous Wolf. The Joyous Wolf is another big up-and-coming band that you need to watch out for. And who else? I mean, we toured with bands like Red and Lacey Sturm, too, who are a little bit different than our band, but still had great crowds. But, we're having a blast with Scott. Right now, the crowds have been just amazing, and his fans have been very gracious to us. So we're soaking that all in every night and, making as many new fans as we can.
Talking about music that's not quite the same genre as you, first off, what are some bands that you like to listen to, and what are maybe like one or two that people would be like, if they hear your band, they would be surprised that you're a fan of another band?
Oh, yeah. Well, man, you know what? We listen to everything. That's the crazy thing. And I'll start with the second question. They're probably the craziest song that we actually do sometimes in our acoustic set. We do an acoustic set, a VIP acoustic experience on our bus. We bring a handful of people on our bus and play a few songs for them acoustically. And one of the songs we throw in there is a song by Billie Eilish. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's like a 16-year-old little girl that's, pretty big right now, but she's got, some really good songs.
Charts, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we do a version of her song, Ocean Eyes. But our version is a lot more haunting, I would say, than hers is, a little bit darker, but it's still, it's pretty cool. But bands we listen to currently, I've been listening to a lot of this Scott Stapp album right now, being on the road with him, you tend to gravitate towards that. And but, man, I like a lot of stuff that you hear. I like some of the new Asking Alexandria stuff. I still listen to some of the old favorites from back in the day, but we try to, we don't do a whole bunch of radio. We don't listen to a whole bunch of radio sometimes, just so we have a fresh mind when we go into the studio. We don't want to be pulling ideas too hard from any other band out there. But we love the new Shinedown. That's amazing, and we would love to be able to tour with them, here before long.
Yeah, their new stuff's pretty good.
It's amazing. Yeah, I just saw them live at Rocklahoma, and it was just amazing. Amazing.
What are some of your favorite cities to play in? I know there's got to be, I guess without pandering, the one I'm in right now, are there any spots that, like, every time you go, it's going to be a great show?
Well, Kansas City, Missouri. No, I'm just kidding. Detroit has been one of those that has just been amazing for us, and just a ton of people show up every time. Detroit, we get a lot of streams from Chicago. So the Midwest, I would say, is definitely hot for us. Idaho, Jerome, Idaho, we got a ton of fans up that way. Playing back at home is always amazing, back in Dallas. We love playing in Dallas. I mean, every stop has been really, really good to us. I know it's kind of hard to believe, but, man, really, we do pretty good everywhere. As long as we get in front of a good crowd, we're going to have fun with them and, hopefully leave there with a good handful of new fans.
I tell you, I enjoy the videos you guys have put out, too. Now, whose ideas have the videos been? The newscaster one really stuck out to me.
Yeah, wasn't that good? That was that was during the time of the elections and stuff, and we were just kind of feeling like we were getting force-fed stuff on by the media, so we kind of wanted to put this is a song for the people, let's stand up together and do our thing. But that one, we were all kind of brainstorming. Me and Maddox, our bass player, we were throwing around ideas, and I was like, making fun of the media is something I think everyone can get behind, and that kind of was what the message of the song was anyway. So then, he and I just came up with ideas and just kind of, I think Maddox storyboarded it out, based off our ideas, and it just, came out to be pretty cool.
I enjoyed it, yeah. I hope you guys keep up with the videos.
Oh, yeah, we're actually going to do a couple more. I don't know if we will release these songs actually to radio, but we are definitely going to do a couple more releases of some videos. We have a ton of ideas for a few more songs on the album, so we'll probably head back you know, again, as soon as we get a break and shoot a couple more videos and make sure we put those out there. And we do have a YouTube page, MTV, Messer TV, at Messer TV. We put videos on there every single night. We stream our shows live every night so people can follow us that way as well. And Messer Band, you can find us anywhere and everywhere out there in the world, anywhere you get your music.
Have you been enjoying having your music stream and, like, the internet presence? Do you think it's helped push the band along, or do you prefer the old school days of, like, physically buying your music?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, for the artist, the old way was definitely better because you had a better chance of, you know, carving out a really good living. But, you know, the internet has its place as well. I mean, it's nice that, you know, we got fans all over the world, from small islands off of Madrid to, you know, Uzbekistan to South Korea. I mean, it's crazy. We have these fans from all over the world that never would have heard us if it was the old way. But being that it is the internet, you know, we're exposed to masses that we wouldn't been before. But no, with the internet and everything, it kind of steals money from the artist if you're stealing it. If you go download our songs, then we get a small portion of that. But mainly, come to our shows, come see us. That is how we stay afloat. Come buy our merch, you know, stuff like that goes directly into the pockets of the bands and helps them fund their tours. So that's where it's at.
And again, you were talking earlier, the VIP experience. Now, that it's like a little private concert, basically, and it's only $60, right?
Absolutely. And this thing is really cool because a lot of these meet and greets, when bands do them, they just have you out. They'll sit there and talk to you for a little bit, maybe sign a poster for you and, you know, basically hang out with you. But we actually want to give you a little bit more than that. So, yeah, we'll bring you onto our bus, which is our home away from home. And you get to hang out with us there and listen to a few of these songs done in a completely different way. I mean, they won't even sound the same as you hear on the album, which is really neat. So you're getting like a second show.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's worth the price of admission there for sure. So big tour bus now, did you kind of build your way up? Like, were you starting in the vans and trailers, stuff like that?
Oh, dude, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to. You have to grind it out to earn the respect of the real artists out there who are doing it. So, yeah, we grinded in the van for a long time. And then moved up to a Sprinter van that we completely remade ourselves. And then finally moved up to this big bus about 4 years ago, and it makes it a lot easier out there. It makes it a lot more comfortable, especially when you got 7 guys on the bus.
Oh, woof. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, as you can imagine.
Speaking of roots, as we said, you're originally from Fort Dodge here.
Yeah, I lived in Fort Dodge during my high school years, and you know, I love it. I still miss Taco Tico.
Oh, yeah.
And I miss Taco Tico. I go to Kansas City. I go to Wichita, Kansas a lot to see my daughter. She lives up there, and I always make sure I stop at Taco Tico there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that meat seasoning, but they do it right.
Right? I don't miss the winters. I miss that first week of snow. But that's about it. I don't miss having to shovel twice a day to get out of your place.
Yeah.
But I always have a spot in my heart for Iowa and all my fans and friends from there. You know, they all very supportive, and I'm hoping to see a lot of them on these two Iowa shows.
I think you will. Were you playing in bands when you were in high school here?
We started a little band. We just kind of goofed around. Don't even try to get me to remember the name of it, but. But yeah, we started a band back in those days too, back there. Then I moved to Texas pretty quickly after high school, as me and a handful of our friends did, and got into bands right away at that point when I was there. And then just my first band was actually called July Alley, and that was me and Rob Gunderson and Jeffy Vandermaten, both from Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Oh,
and we
cool.
got signed to yeah, we got signed by Sony Music, Columbia Records. So that was a pretty big deal for us, you know, being that all three of us were from little town Fort Dodge, Iowa, signed to a big record label, the guy who signed Alice in Chains. So
that's awesome, man. That is
very
cool.
That was pretty cool. Exactly, man. So it was cool, you know. Before Dodge, definitely got strong roots there, and, you know, very excited to see everyone that I can while we're there.
We can't wait. Trying to move some things around so I can catch you in Waterloo. Cause...
Sweet, man. Please do. Come on. Let's hang out and catch up and show you the bus and everything else.
Awesome, man. Very cool. Very cool. Saturday, July 6th at the Wild Rose in Jefferson. You guys are opening up for Scott Stapp of Creed. Really looking forward to that. Again, Derek, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me. I'll let you get back to your grilling and having a good time in KC, man.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it so much, man. Hello to everyone, and hope to see everybody soon.
All right, man. You have a good one, dude.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.